This is WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell. A UPS driver's racist remarks that were caught on video during a delivery in Milwaukee last month has some advocacy groups condemning the comments and calling for UPS to take action. The delivery, a week before Christmas, was on the city's south side, a predominantly Latino area. During a press conference Tuesday, representatives from Forward Latino, a national advocacy organization based in Franklin, says the incident is unacceptable. Daryl Modine is president of the organization and explains what happened on the video.
A UPS driver parked his truck, walked onto the porch of their home, and began to use language that is racist, divisive, and quite frankly, un-American.
The footage, shown to media and on Facebook Live, was captured via the Ring doorbell at the residence. Here's the audio.
No, you don't get nothing because you're a stupid motherfucker. Can't read, write, and speak the English language.
Maureen says the driver never even attempted to deliver the package. He says the driver never knocked on the door or rang the doorbell. He calls the driver's actions intentional.
The only information this driver had that could serve as the trigger for this deep-seated hate was the name on the package.
Maureen says if it were not for the camera, there would be no proof this happened. The incident has drawn criticism from Milwaukee Alderwoman Jocasta Zamaripa, who in a written statement says she stands united with the family in seeking a formal investigation into the incident. And the Equal Rights Commission is encouraging UPS to reach out to local community groups and begin a process of healing for all affected. Maureen says after repeated requests to UPS to start a dialogue with the family and talk about next steps, they have not heard back. He says the family is calling for the driver to be fired, for UPS to invest in more anti-bias and anti-discrimination training, and he says because of the damage caused to the Latino community, UPS could or should donate to a college scholarship fund to show that they're serious about regaining trust. In an email statement to WUWM, a UPS spokesperson says the company immediately contacted the family to offer their deepest apologies when they learned of the incident, and that they promptly took action, terminating the driver's employment. Taryn Powell, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.